Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Nimar Marbei Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Kedushin Daf Chaf Aleph, the first parak Isha Niknes. The Zichu Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas Torah. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara on the previous daf discussed if Bater Chomab, houses of walled cities which were sold, can be redeemed by halves, and concluded that the Rabbanan, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon, hold they cannot, based on the Gezer Shabbat of Gu'aso from Stei Achuza, an ancestral owned field. Rav Huna Bar Chinina asked Rav Sheshes, Hamorcha Bais Bebatir Archoma, one who sells a house among houses of walled cities, Nigal Krovim or Ein Nigal Krovim, can it be redeemed by the seller's relatives or can it not be redeemed by relatives? Since there's a Gezer Shava between Batir Archoma and Stei Achuza, do we say that just as a Stei Achuza cannot be redeemed by halves but may be redeemed by relatives, so too Batir Archoma cannot be redeemed by halves but may be redeemed by relatives? Or does the Gezer Shava only teach about the law of redeeming by halves, which is written near the word gu'aso, but not the law of relatives redeeming? Rav Sheshes answered that Batir Archoma cannot be redeemed by relatives. Point number two, a Bryce records a Malchokas tonight regarding what is included in the Torah's requirement of Ritzia, boring the ear of the Eved Ibri who wishes to remain. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda includes wooden implements, such as a peg or thorn, based on the word v'lkachta, and you shall take, while Rabbo is called davar shenikach b'yad, to include anything which is taken by hand. Rabbi requires a metal instrument similar to the awl of the Torah. The Gemara explains that Rebbe darshans the phrase "Ulakachti as a marzei manasata ba'aznu ubedelas" as a klal prat uklal, which includes anything which is ke'en haprat, similar to the specification, which includes anything metal like an awl. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda darshans the phrase with a more expansive "riba umiya v'riba," which includes everything but one exception, which the Gemara identifies as some a potion which pierces the ear. Because the Torah wrote hamarzeya, the awl, using the definite article, a large awl is also included. And point number three, Yudim Baribi taught that the piercing is done in the earlobe. The Chachamim respond, Ein Eved Ivri Kohen Nirtza Mifneshin Nasa Balmum. The law is that an Eved Ivri who is a Kohen cannot become a Nirtza, because he would thereby become a Balmum, possessing a disqualifying defect. If you say only the earlobe is pierced, how would he become a Balmum? Rather, the piercing must be in the upper portion of the ear. The Gemara later explains that the Kohen cannot become a Balmum because the Torah says, "Vashav el mishbachto," and he shall return to his family. "Lemuchzak should be mishbachto," teaching he returns to his former position in his family. The Gemara asks about an Eved Ivri Kohen, "Mao sheyimso l'rabo shivcho kananis," can a master give a Canaanite slave woman to him to produce offspring? Do we say that the permit for an Eved Ivri to have relations with a maidservant is a novelty, so it applies equally to a Kohen, or perhaps Kohanim are different? Hoyo b'riba behena kasim mitzvahs yisero, since the Torah added more commandments for them. Rav says it's permitted and Shmuel says it's not. Rav Nachman told Rav Anan that he could have challenged more from the above rice, which implies that a Kohen cannot be a nirtza only because he would become a balmum. If an Eved Ivri who is a Kohen cannot marry a slave woman, he would additionally lack the qualification of the servant loving his wife. The Gemara concludes, Sula Midi, there is nothing else to be said to this challenge. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed if Batei Archoma, houses of walled cities which were sold, can be redeemed by halves, and concluded that the Rabbanan, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon, hold they cannot based on the Gezer Shava Gu'aso from Stei Achuza, an ancestral owned field. Rav Huna Bar Chinina asked Rav Sheshes, Hamorcha Bais Bebatei Archoma, one who sells a house among houses of walled cities, Nigal Krovim or Ein Nigal Krovim, can it be redeemed by the seller's relatives or can it not be redeemed by relatives? Since there's a Gezer Shava between Batir Archoma and Stei Achuza, do we say that just as a Stei Achuza cannot be redeemed by halves but may be redeemed by relatives, so too Batir Archoma cannot be redeemed by halves but may be redeemed by relatives? Or does the Gezer Shava only teach about the law of redeeming by halves, which is written near the word gu'aso, but not the law of relatives redeeming? Rav Sheshes answered that Batir Archoma cannot be redeemed by relatives. Point number two, a Bryce records a Malchokas tonight regarding what is included in the Torah's requirement of Ritzia, boring the ear of the Eved Ivri who wishes to remain. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda includes wooden implements, such as a peg or thorn, based on the word v'lkachta, and you shall take, while Rabbo is called davar shenikach b'yad, to include anything which is taken by hand. Rabbi requires a metal instrument similar to the awl of the Torah. The Gemara explains that Rebbe darshans the phrase v'lkachta as a marzei manasata ba'aznu ubedelas as a klal prat uklal, which includes anything which is ke'en haprat, similar to the specification, which includes anything metal, like an awl. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda darshans the phrase with a more expansive riba umiya v'riba, which includes everything but one exception, which the Gemara identifies as some, a potion which pierces the ear. Because the Torah wrote hamartzeya, the awl, using the definite article, a large awl is also included. And pointing with you, Yudin Baribi taught that the piercing is done in the earlobe. The Chachamim respond, Ein Eved Ivri Kohen Nirtza Mifnei Nasa Balmum. The law is that an Eved Ivri who is a Kohen cannot become a Nirtza, because he would thereby become a Balmum, possessing a disqualifying defect. If you say only the earlobe is pierced, how would he become a Balmum? Rather, the piercing must be in the upper portion of the ear. The Gemara later explains that the Kohen cannot become a Balmum because the Torah says, Vashav el Mishbachto, and he shall return to his family. Lemukzak should be Mishbachto, teaching he returns to his former position in his family. The Gemara asks about an Eved Ivri Kohen, Maushi Yimsu Rabo Shivcha Kananis. Can a master give a Canaanite slave woman to him to produce offspring? Do we say that the permit for an Eved Ivri to have relations with a maidservant is a novelty, so it applies equally to a Kohen, or perhaps Kohanim are different? Hoyo Bariba Behenakas Mitzvah Yisero, since the Torah added more commandments for them. Rav says it's permitted and Shmuel says it's not. Rav Nachman told Rav Anan that he could have challenged more from the above rice, which implies that a Kohen cannot be a Nirtza only because he would become a Balmum. If an Eved Ivri who is a Kohen cannot marry a slave woman, he would additionally lack the qualification of the servant loving his wife. The Gemara concludes, Sula Midi, there is nothing else to be said to this challenge. Alright, so now we go to Simon Daf Chaf Aleph, and our standard Simon is a car, because Bostonians, people from Boston, pronounce car as ka. Ka. So ka is the Simon. So here goes. The family in the ka who drove up to the house in a walled city to redeem it, but were told they couldn't because they were the seller's relatives, were horrified when a master approached pulling his Eved and wanted to do Ritzia with a metal instrument into their car door. Well, the Eved vehemently objected, saying he was a Kohen and would make him a Balmum. Once again, slow motion. The family in the ka, that must be on Daf Chaf Aleph. The family in the ka who drove up to the house in a walled city to redeem it, but were told they couldn't because they were the seller's relatives, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a discussion if a Bate Arichoma can be redeemed by relatives, Rav Shesha says they cannot. So the family in the ka who drove up to the house in a walled city to redeem it, but were told they couldn't because they were the seller's relatives, were horrified when a master approached pulling his Eved and wanted to do Ritzia with a metal instrument into the car door, which reminds us that Bryce records a Machlokas Tanaim regarding what is included in the Torah's requirement of Ritzia boring the ear of the Eved Ivri who wishes to remain. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda includes wooden instruments such as a peg or thorn based on the word ulakachta, and you shall take. Well, Rabbi was called Davar Shenikach B'Yad, to include anything which is taken by hand. He bases his opinion on the more expansive form of drasha of Riba Mi'at Uriba. Rebbe requires a metal instrument similar to the awl of the Torah, basing his opinion on the less inclusive Klal Prat Uklal. So, the family in the ka who drove up to the house in a walled city to redeem it, but were told they couldn't because they were the seller's relatives, were horrified when a master approached pulling his Eved and wanted to do Ritzia with a metal instrument into their car door. Well, the Eved vehemently objected, saying he was a Kohen and would make him a Balmum, which reminds us, Yudin Baribi taught that the piercing is done in the earlobe. The Chachamim respond, Ein Eved Ivri Kohen Nirtza Mifnei Shenasa Balmum. The law is that an Eved Ivri who is a Kohen cannot become a Nirtza because he would thereby become a Balmum, possessing a disqualifying defect. If you say only the earlobe is pierced, how would he become a Balmum? Rather, the piercing must be in the upper portion of the ear. The Gemara later explains that the Kohen cannot become a Balmum because the Torah says, Vashav el Mishbachto, and he shall return to his family. L'muchzak should be Mishbachto, teaching returns to his former position in his family. So once again, the family in the ka who drove up to the house in a walled city to redeem it, but were told they couldn't because they were the seller's relatives, were horrified when a master approached pulling his Eved and wanted to do Ritzia with a metal instrument into their car door, while the Eved vehemently objected, saying he was a Kohen and it would make him a Balmum. Alright, so now it's time for our four Blabach Chazara. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car. So here goes. The freed Eved Ivri who went enthusiastically to buy a used car. Used car? That must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. The freed Eved Ivri who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slaim of gifts he received for his Hanukkah, which reminds us, there's a three-way machlokes regarding how much an Eved Ivri receives for Hanukkah, whether it's 15, 30, or 50 slaim. So the freed Eved Ivri who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slaim of gifts he received for his Hanukkah from the Eved Ivri working for his late master's son, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa that Eved Ivri Oved as a ben ve'en Oved as a bas, and Eved Ivri serves a master's son, but not the daughter if there's no son. Anami Ivriya, Nirza, and one sold to an idolater do not even serve their master's sons. Concerning the first law, Abraisa darshan zapasik, Vavdecha sheshanim, and he shall serve you 6 years, implying Lucha, Ulul Yorish, he shall serve you, the master, but not the heir of the master, referring to a brother or daughter. Nevertheless, he serves the son because the pasuk says, Shei shanim yavod, he shall serve 6 years, without specifying you. The Gemara goes on to explain that a son is presumed to be a more direct substitute of the father than a brother, because the son stands in his father's place for you, to marry his father's amr ivriya, and for stay achuza, he can redeem ancestral land. The father was makdish before Yovel. So the freed Eved Ivri, who went enthusiastically to buy a used car with the 15 slime of gis he received for his anaka from the Eved Ivri working for his late master's son, saw a ger drive off with a car he bought with monies inherited rabbinically from his father, leaving his brother the idolater behind, holding his late father's idols. Which reminds, the Gemara brings a mission discussing a ger and idolater who are brothers, who inherit their father's possessions, and among them are idols or other goods which are prohibited in benefit. The ger can offer the idolater to take all the idols, and he'll take money instead. He could not make this exchange after the idols come into his domain. This proves that a ger does not inherit his father biblically, because otherwise he could not offer the above exchange, trading idols he legally owns for other goods. Rather, he only inherits rabbinically shemiyachzer lasuro, lest he return to his former ways to receive the inheritance. Daf Yud Ches. So the simur Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah because ben Yud Ches l'chuppah. So here goes. It was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped chuppah. Chuppah? That must be more in Daf Yud Ches. It was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped chuppah when the chassan, who was already sold once as a thief, was taken to be sold again for a different theft, which reminds the Gemara brings the machlokes regarding when an Eved Ivri can be sold twice. So, it was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped chuppah when the chassan, who was already sold once as a thief, was taken to be sold again for a different theft, while the kala's father cried because he would no longer be able to sell her off into servitude, which reminds us, a braisa discusses limitations on the father's right to sell or marry off his daughter. The Tanakhama says, Mocha Adam is bitol ishus v'shona, a man may sell his daughter for marriage repeatedly, l'shivchus v'shona, or sell her for servitude repeatedly, l'ishus achar shivchus, or for marriage after servitude, avolo l'shivchus achar Ishus, but cannot sell her for servitude after marriage. Other opinions are brought. So, it was a terrible scene under the diamond-shaped chuppah when the chassan, who was already sold once as a thief, was taken to be sold again for a different theft, while the kala's father cried because he would no longer be able to sell her off into servitude to the master who would do yud, which only affects Arison, which reminds us, Rabba Bar Abba asked, Yud Nusun Osa or Arison Osa? Does Yud affect Nusun or only Arison? The Nafka Minar, the halachas depend on Nusun, meaning if the husband inherits her, whether he can become Tami to bury her if he's a Kohen, and can be made for her Nadarim. A proof is brought that Yud only affects Arison. Daf Yud Tes, the Zimmer Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The mass on the diamond studded Yud Yacht Yacht, that must be on Daf Yud Tes. The master on the diamond-studded Yud yacht, who was about to do Yud with his Amma Ivriya, because his little son wasn't old enough to do so, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asks, Ma'ush miyad adam liv no katan, can a man have his son who is a minor do Yud with his Amma? Do we say that the Torah simply says, but no, his son may do Yud, implying, but no koldahu, his son, whatever his age, or, but no dum yadide, his son is eligible when he is like him, meaning an adult. So the master on the diamond-studded Yud yacht, who was about to do Yud with his Amma Ivriya, because his little son wasn't old enough to do so at the last moment of her servitude based on the original purchase money, which included Kedushin purposes, which reminds the Gemara quotes Rabban who say that Yud is possible even at the last moment of her servitude because Malz HaRishnon is a Kedushin Dinu. The original purchase money includes Kedushin purposes. So the mass on the diamond-studded Yud Yacht, who was about to do Yud with his Amma Ivriya because his little son wasn't old enough to do so, at the last moment of her servitude based on the original purchase money, which included Kedushin purposes, was rebuffed by the girl's father who had stipulated that the sale was conditional that the master not perform Yud. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Mokhres Bito, Upasak Almanas Shol Yayid, one who sold his daughter and stipulated the sale was conditional, that he not perform Yud. Rav Meir holds the condition is effective and the master cannot perform Yud. But the Chachamim say, Imratz Liyayid, Miyad, if he wishes to perform Yud, he may, because the father has made a condition against what's written in the Torah, which is always void. Daf Chav, so the Simmer Daf Chav is a cafe. So here goes. In the diamond-studded slave market cafe, that must be more in Daf Chav. In the diamond-studded slave market cafe, where one slave who went up in value was joyously redeemed for his original purchase price, which reminds us, who was taught in a brisa, if an Eved Ivri was sold for a mana, which is 100 zuz, and his value subsequently increased and reached 200 zuz, he can be redeemed for a mere mana based on the pasuk mekesef miknaso, from the money of his purchase, implying redemption according to his purchase price. If he was sold for 200 and his value subsequently depreciated and reached a mana, he's still redeemed for a mana based on the pasuk kifishanav, according to his years, implying redemption according to current value. So, in the diamond-studded slave market cafe, where one slave who went up in value was joyous generously redeemed for its original purchase price. Sat a sad slave who ended up sold to an idolater because he repeatedly sold Shemitah produce, and it was Nasil Keheter, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina says, Borei kama kasha vaka shel shvis. Come and see how severe is the dust of shvis, meaning the lesser prohibition. He proceeds to list, based on the sequence of psukim, a series of financial hardships that will befall someone who does business with Shemitah produce and doesn't repent, and reflects Ravuna's principle. Kevin sha'avra adam aver v'shanaba. Once a person commits a sin and repeats it, hutrulo, it becomes permitted to him, which the Gemara explains to mean, nasis lo keheter, it becomes to him as if it's permitted, since he became accustomed to violating it. So, in the diamond-studded slave market cafe, where one slave who went up in value was joyously redeemed for his original purchase price, sat a sad slave who ended up sold to an idolater because he repeatedly sold Shemitah produce, and it was nasis lo keheter, who was told by a waiter that he could not be redeemed in halves, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, v'neved ivri sold to an idolater can be redeemed by halves, which means, can he reduce half his remaining term by paying half the redemption price? All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn that we rule leniently and an eved is always redeemed at the lower price if the market value fluctuates? That's on daf? Chaf. Good, number two. Which of them did the Rabbanan hold that yud is possible even at the last moment because the original purchase money includes kedushin purposes? That's on daf? Yud test. Good, number three. Which of the one the Rebbe holds that only a metal awl may be used for Ritziah, whereas Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds a wooden peg may be used as well? That's on daf? Chafav. Good, number four. Which daf do we have a Malchokas when an Eved Ivri can be sold twice? That's on daf? Yud test. Good, number five. Which of the one an Eved Ivri Kohen may not become a Nirtza? That's on daf? Chafav. Good, number six. Which of the one that yud only affects Erison, not Nisuin? That's on daf? Yud Ches. Good, number seven. Which of the two discuss whether a father can stipulate that a sale of his daughter as an amma be conditional that the master not do yud? That's on daf? Yud Ches. Good, number eight. Which stuff do we learn that when a person sins and repeats his avera, it's not this lo keheter? That's on daf? Chaf. Good, number nine. Which daf do we learn that Sheshet says that Batei Archoma cannot be redeemed by relatives? That's on daf? Chafav. Good, number ten. Which daf do we have the three Melchos regarding how much an Eved Ivri receives for his Anaka? That's on daf? Yud Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Abram Goldhart from Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.